When it comes to tracking emerging infectious diseases, there's a goldmine of online data. But it takes something of a cyber detective to dig into it. At Boston Children's Hospital, researchers tap into tens of thousands of sources, including social media, news reports, and blogs.
So we're constantly looking for keywords about disease and outbreaks and epidemics in 15 different languages and pulling out those articles and then using a combination of tools, machine learning, natural language processing, to essentially uncover important events and filter out the noise.
Dr. John Brownstein is Chief Innovation Officer at Boston Children's Hospital, and he's the co-founder of healthmap.org. It's here that you see the results of all the digital disease surveillance. It's spread out on a map of the world. Bright colored circles show hotspots for hundreds of different diseases.
Through HealthMap, you can find out what's happening where, filtering by disease, location, and number of cases.
When it comes to detecting an outbreak, Brownstein says HealthMap is often ahead of the curve. Last year, it flagged early reports of a mysterious fever. That was well before any official acknowledgement of an Ebola outbreak.
And we've seen this over and over again. Some of these informal sources, whether they're local news media or social media, they are often the first by, you know, days and sometimes even weeks to tell us what's happening on the ground.
Brownstein says a record number of users flocked to HealthMap during the Ebola pandemic. But he believes what helps the site give critical, real-time information are the contributions from visitors who share what they're seeing in their own communities.
We are very interested in bringing the public back into public health. So the idea is that individual doesn't just have to be a data stream, but they can be actively involved in sort of providing information to public health agencies.
That's why Brownstein and his team developed the app Outbreaks Near Me.
So you can actually put information and attach a picture and send it to us, and we would review that posting and put it on the map.
Brownstein pulls out his phone to show me what's recently been posted.
So we can actually zoom in to, for instance, the Boston area and see what's being reported. We can open up an alert and see, for instance, that we've seen West Nile virus confirmed in the Boston area.
Following the success of Outbreaks Near Me, the team developed another app specifically for flu surveillance. It's called Flu Near You, and it encourages users to track and share their own symptoms.
Sign up for Flu Near You and submit a weekly report of your symptoms. It takes only a few seconds to complete. We'll take it from there.
That data is made available to health officials who can monitor flu trends down to the zip code. But the real power of getting citizens engaged is holding governments accountable.
We really like to make things as open and public as possible.
That's Maya Majumdar, an MIT graduate student who does research at HealthMap. She recently witnessed the power of ordinary citizens when she was compiling data about the MERS outbreak in South Korea. At first, the South Korean government didn't want to identify the hospitals that had MERS cases, so
South Korean civilians were basically going around from hospital to hospital trying to investigate on their own, kind of really like an ad hoc public health team, trying to see whether they had MERS cases or not.
They published their findings through an online MERS map, and that map forced the government to officially release the names of the hospitals with the disease. But some of the biggest benefits of HealthMap are yet to come through something called forecasting.
Forecasting is a tool that's been used, of course, in weather and climate, and we think that disease should be viewed in a very similar way.
As Brownstein and his team continue to compile disease data, they hope to use disease forecasts to predict future outbreaks with greater accuracy.
We think that understanding disease forecasts are critical to better preparing, better mitigating risks, both at the public health level, but also at the citizen level. If we understand what risks are coming, we can do a better job to prepare and prevent.
Elizabeth Ross, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.